Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful
and consult your doctors.
We love ProCare. You guys know this. And guess what? They have a brand new product out and it tastes like an orange Tic Tac.
That's right. I have got it in my hot little hands right now. It's their easy to swallow tablet in citrus grove. And both of us have fully switched over to it.
We had to because it's easy to swallow, doesn't stick, and it has 45 milligrams of iron. And we both need that.
Yes, we do. So go to procarenow.com to take care of all your bariatric body needs. And our code is the only one that gets you a full 15% off. So use code OSLP at checkout.
Are you located in the Florida area?
Well, we have the perfect office for you. Dr. Fridley and his wife, Macy, have created the perfect welcoming and safe place for your bariatric journey.
That's right. So click on the link below to start your weight loss journey now. And don't forget to tell them that the OSLP's girls sent you.
Welcome back, OSLP family.
Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And we are so excited because we want to talk to you about the Pop Recovery Beautiful Mind Retreat.
Good job.
Thanks. it is in May from the 16th to the 19th.
That's right.
We will be there attending. We are not working, so we get to talk with all of you. We get to learn all the things that you're going to learn. I'm so freaking excited.
And we get to experience everything.
Yes. And the links to buy that those tickets are in our bio, and they will be down below also if you're watching on YouTube.
100%. Oh,
or listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on all the descriptions.
Yeah. So all the description below. Click on the link, buy your ticket.
That's
because
right.
We're going to be there. There's going to be a lot of other people. There's going to be Tanya, which is taking my life back 42. We got Transforming Teresa Marie. We've got Profi Queen, JoJo B, Nolani. All of them are going to be there. And I couldn't be more excited to see all of our friends.
I know. And we get to stay in the same hotel as everyone.
Yeah.
We get to like do all the things. I think that's what I'm really excited
about. Yeah. I'm excited to just attend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to just actually have time to sit down and like meet everybody and talk and just...
I know.
Enjoy.
It's going to be a great time. And then afterwards, of course, we're going to Disney World for Kelly's birthday.
I can't be in Orlando and not go to Disney. That would be like some like universal break.
It would be wild.
Yeah. If I wasn't in. And it's literally my birthday is like 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't not be in Disney on my birthday. Plus, we're doing a character breakfast in
the castle.
I was going
to say, you got to tell them we get to have breakfast in a castle.
We're doing Cinderella's table. So we get to meet princesses and get them to sign my jean jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And so excited. So what are we doing in beginning of May, though?
Beginning of May is we're doing a 5K.
Yeah.
So I got Kelly to do a 5K with me. Ooh. I'm very stoked. We're going down to LA. It's going to be on May 7th. It is a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So my favorite comedians, Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer, are running a 5K. You can actually go to twobears5k.com and you can sign up. It all goes to charity. If you guys want to join us, we can actually build a team. We can have an OSLP team.
Yeah, so if you're in the LA area,
you can come hang out with us. And legit, like it's $49. You get a beer, you get a trophy, you get a shirt, and you get to hang out with all the comedians.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking crazy. And Jelly Roll. That's how I got this one.
Jelly Roll, guys.
Yeah, him and his wife will be there. So this is going to be a blast.
I'm so excited. I love Jelly Roll. I was actually just listening to him yesterday.
And look at that.
On the way to my...
You might meet him in person.
I will freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
I will be super, like,
oh, you're
going to
be awkward.
I will. Like, I get awkward even meeting, like, Minnie Mouse. Like, I know that Minnie Mouse is not a real person. Like, I get that. I'm not delusional. But
what?
No it's idea. Like... I'm meaning Mickey Mouse. Like,
yeah. Well, remember when we met Catbite?
Oh, okay. I'm so
So there's
awkward.
A band called Catbite after Bad Cop, Bad Cop played. And Kelly's like, they're right over there. And I was like.
I think I was like.
She was.
She's right there. She's right there.
And I was like, do you want me to go say hi with you? And she's like, yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah. And then Kelly did not talk, and I at first, and then I introduced us and everything, and then Kelly went from there.
Yeah.
it was so fun.
I was like, freaking the fuck out. So yes, I will be super awkward with Jelly Roll. Mel will need to like talk and warm it up, and then I will start talking. But
I'm just going to walk up to him and be like, what's up, Jelly Roll? And just give him a hug. That's how I'm going to introduce myself.
I mean, he looks like he would totally be cuddly. So,
right.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to like internalize my awkwardness. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because I'll panic.
I know. It's okay, though.
I'll panic.
And for everybody that joins us, I'm just going to link this in the description for you to join our team.
Yeah.
Because I would love to create a team and go down there and be like, what's up? OSLP's here with our crew. We're doing this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be great. So yeah, I'm excited.
It. Okay.
All right.
So let's get into this episode. And we have somebody. Oh, no. Let's hold on. Hold the phone. Okay.
Kelly skipped this part.
Go to our website. It's rsleevelifepodcast.com, and you can get all the manner of things on the website. You've got your merch. You've got your pillar tracker that you can purchase. You've got free journal digital downloads. Mm-hmm. You can join our Patreon in the upper right corner of the website. You can click that button and you can join us on Patreon to help support us. And in turn, we support you. You can become a part of our Benchies on our Facebook group. We have over 200 people in that group, and they're amazing. Every single one of them.
Super amazing. We do monthly calls with them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start having experts on. Maybe the person that's waiting very patiently might come on to one of our patrons. So, and you guys get behind the scenes. So when we go do these things, we're going to put up videos about what we're doing on Patreon. And we're even going to be like, you guys get new episodes. Me and Kelly recorded one like 2 days ago. It's already up and ready for all of our patrons.
Yes,
so
it
you
is.
Do have to be $10 or higher to get those. But it's well worth it because you do well get it. Like you get merch too.
You do get sent to you after 3 months of being a patron.
Yeah.
You get depending on what tier you're on, you may get a sticker, you may get a mug, a t-shirt, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think there's even a tote bag.
You did put a tote bag in there.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's hard to keep them all straight.
It's all good. But yeah, there's super, super many benefits. That doesn't make sense.
There's a lot of benefits.
There's a lot of benefits.
For you guys. So go over and join. You can use the link in the description below or go to patreon.com/OSLP.
That's right. And then the free way to support your girls is just going over to YouTube. It's already on your phone. Click it. Type in Our Sleeve Life Podcast. We're the only ones. Hit the bell and subscribe. And then you get videos like these every single Tuesday.
Yes. Okay. So now we can get into the episode.
There we go.
We've had somebody very patiently waiting. If you're on YouTube, you already know. But we have got the amazing,
yes,
the epic, our good friend, Dad Rob. Welcome on the show.
Woo-hoo. Again. Thanks for having me back, ladies. It's good to see you again.
Of course.
Always so excited.
I love it. And he showed the muscles, guys. You guys didn't see it, but on YouTube, if you're watching, he did the whole.
If there's more proof that like I have a voice for podcasting and a body for podcasting, the opening of this on YouTube will pretty much put it to rest.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. So since we talked to you last, you have actually launched a business called Busy Bariatrics. Can you explain to us what it is?
Can we start a little bit, like a little bit, but rewind a little bit?
What would you like to say?
For those that don't know who Dad Rob is, he is My Weight is History on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
And he has had the surgery as well. So let's talk about a little bit about your background and then how Busy Bariatrics started.
Fine.
This is going to be a 3-hour episode. I'll try to be as concise as possible.
Which condense, condense it.
Let's look at it. So back in 2019, I was 365 pounds. Wow. I was over $150,000 in debt. I was burning out CPAP machines left and right. Mm-hmm. And finally, my pulmonologist, who's the doctor who tells you you have sleep apnea, which starts as incredibly bad snoring and then evolves into you stop breathing in the middle of the night, is like, hey, you're burning out a medical grade CPAP machine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, like in true big man fashion, I'm like, well, we'll just go the next size up. And he's like, no, it doesn't work like that. It means that we don't have another way to sustain you. You need to get this fixed or there's chances that you might not be able to make it through, you know, sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, so like I'll die like when I'm 60. And they're like, nah, I think more closer to like 39, 40. And I'm 40 now. So, hey.
Yeah, I beat it.
I still have sleep apnea, but it started this beautiful journey for me of I realized I had to get my life in order. I signed up for bariatric surgery. I went to the primary care physician. He said, I actually recommended this to you 2 years earlier. I still have the note because he is Italian and he is petty. So he had it to show me that I left it in the office. But it just shows that when you're ready to hear that message, that's when it's time to have bariatric
surgery. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fast forward through that, I learned how to track prior to bariatric surgery with Penn's medical team. And from there, I started to work on tracking my food. I lost 50 pounds prior to surgery. I started tracking my finances, started to be able to save money by not going for fast food, by putting $5 in a Boba Fett piggy bank. And next thing you know, I have slowly worked off to 150 pounds of weight loss. I have lost over 6 figures of my debt. And yeah. I have just really kind of turned everything around, which kind of culminated in JBY the first year mm-hmm. when I won Best Men's Fitness and Best Men's Account.
You did.
And then we spent a whole lot of time together over the next year.
We did. We did. That was.
And from talk. Yeah. Good times. Mm-hmm. And I realized like there's a need in the community to just help with coaching, with helping of mindset, habit-based work and getting movement and water down.
Yeah.
And so like after talking to the two of you and so many other people, I kind of opened Busy Bariatrics and it started as this tiny little company that's kind of been humming along. And we've grown to a pretty significant size. And now I have the joy of every American dream. I get to work a job by day. And then I get to work a job by night as a bariatric coach, helping with nutrition, fitness, and habit-based coaching plans.
So, wow. And I love
thank you,
it.
Ladies, for all you've done for me.
You're welcome.
Well, you did
you you did so much for us
you
too.
You did it. Like that's
all that hard work, man.
You've done the hard work. You've done the hard work with your bariatric journey, with your financial situation, and with Busy Bariatrics. And it's a good company because you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are way too kind. It's also a good company because you guys helped me grow and bloom into it. And a lot of like my fitness journey really did start with what you guys are going to, ladies are going to be doing in LA. It comes with just movement and steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so many times we overthink our bariatric journeys and we think we have to like deadlift 300 pounds and bench like 500 pounds and squat like a Buick. And in reality, you just have to, you know, squat like a Toyota Camry. I kid. It really comes down to like my first year after bariatric surgery. It was really just working with a step goal, getting 15,000 steps a day, which was still even excessive. I could probably have gone down to 8, but it was listening to podcasts like yours while I was out in the sunny summer months and getting the sunshine in and just working on my mindset. So thank you so much, ladies, for your voice throughout that.
Oh, thank you. And I appreciate you. I just love the fact that it's a bariatric person that's handling this because you understand the mindset part because you're right. Like we totally think we have to be like that bodybuilder in the gym and do all those things and realize it's actually you don't. Like you just need to be able to lift yourself. That's what I'm learning. Like body weight exercises are amazing for you.
Oh yeah.
And you understand when we kind of go through those like slumps because we're like, oh, fucking, I'm tired of doing this, man. You're like, what the hell? So it's like, I love the fact that you have something that's just for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very important when I built this program that it's really built for the bariatric community. Mm-hmm. I think one thing that can sometimes get lost with online coaches is the idea that we're motivated every day to work out or that we can eat 2,200 calories right off the bat. One of the things I'm really proudest of when I work with clients is really understanding where is their nutrition at and where is their movement at, and then slowly working on programs to get up. I've had great success with helping clients just really focus on a step goal, hitting their protein goal and water goal and being able to lose anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been able to reverse regain just by incorporating movement that my clients like. So if you like Pilates, if you like Zumba, it really comes down to finding love in the movement that you have.
Yep.
And then building a program that really optimizes what you love so that you get the results that you truly want.
You all might be asking yourselves, why do these girls love Just Meat so much? Well, we're going to tell you.
Yeah, because so much freaking flavor, guys. Yes, like, it is insane. And I love to cook. And this has cut down my cooking time like in half. Literally, the meat part,
2 to 3 minutes. Who doesn't want that for cooking? And I love, love, love the fact as a single person, I can cook one pack and eat that for the rest of the day, the rest of the week.
Yeah.
The rest of the week, people. And I love that it comes straight to your door. I don't have to go to the grocery store. I don't know about you, but I don't like going to the grocery store.
No.
So having this delivered is ultimate.
It is ultimate. And you just go to justmeats.co, pick out all your different flavors. Mm-hmm. You can really mix and match what you want and then use OSLP25 for you to get $25 off your order.
Go now.
Are you feeling a little sluggish? Little lack of protein? Little lack of caffeine? Well, we got the fix for that.
That's right. Dive Bar Nutrition has the best protein bars. They have caffeine, protein, and they taste delicious.
So head on over to divebarnutrition.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
Well, and I would agree to that because when I felt good about what I was doing and liking what I was doing, that's when I was literally like getting leaner, stronger, and faster. And like I said it on our 4-year anniversary episode, like I signed back up for the Croc Center because that's where I did all of my fun stuff. And yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, why don't I just go back? Like they have some of the same classes still. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit, I can still do this stuff. And so I am signed up. I'm ready to go. I just really have to go in and get my ID and all the things. And then I can start. And they have a pool and they have a whole weight area. Yep. And my biggest like thing that I found that I love is group exercises. Mm-hmm. For some reason, when I'm in like with other people, one, you it's like you don't stop. Like you're like, I'm holding this whole hour no matter what. And then like everybody else kind of like gives you their energy too. Mm-hmm. And we're all kind of like working together to make sure we're all okay. Cause we know like what we're doing is hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
And there's so much I'm just like geeking out over how excited I am that you're going back to Croc Center because there's a lot of things there that you're already doing that's awesome. One is you've identified what sort of movement brings you happiness. And I think so many times when we look at our bariatric journeys from either a nutrition or a fitness standpoint, we think of, I always go back to what Kelly mentioned of the early times of dieting of, oh, I have to eat like chicken, broccoli. I hate my meal prep. I'm going to cry. And the tears are great seasoning. We need more sodium.
Salty.
But we have to find ways that we love it. So one of the things that you're doing is you realize you like the energy of a group cleanse. Mm-hmm. So it's important to like make advantage of that. But what I also love is you said you're saying you're holding time and space accountable in your calendar to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think so many times when we look at our fitness journeys and our bariatric journeys, we almost neglect the aspect of how do we control our calendar like a boss?
Yep.
Treat our workouts and our meal planning or our bariatric time as non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. And the first way we do that is by putting it on the calendar and holding ourselves accountable to it. And it's one of the ways that my clients really find that putting themselves first gets them great results.
So I have a question. So what if you have a client that is like, I really love doing this, but I just can't get to actually doing it because I loved yoga. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And kind of like how Mel loved the group classes. Mm-hmm. But getting from like, I love doing it, I want to do it, to actually doing it.
Yes.
I love that, Kel, because I think so many times when we look at it, especially when we look at bariatric stuff as a whole, mm-hmm. if you really want to know nutrition advice, talk to anyone who used to be obese because we know exactly what we have to do to be successful when it comes to our nutrition. And our fitness is the exact same way. We know what's going to make us successful.
Yep.
So many times when I'm working with clients, it starts of I want to work out at 5 a.m. or I want to start doing yoga. And a lot of the times we put these unrealistic timelines on things of I need to be doing 5 a.m. yoga by Monday and I need to do it 5 days a week and I need to start nonstop. And it really comes back to what we said with Mel. We start on our calendar.
Yep.
So first off, I'd ask yourself, like, there's a lot more why. So I'm kind of annoying as a coach, and this is why I do one-on-one sessions with my clients.
Yeah.
Well, why do you want to start yoga, Kel?
Because I felt amazing when I did it. Like I felt like I got stronger each time I could do it. I could do a little bit more each time. And I just felt like it was a great start to my day. Mm-hmm. And I actually looked forward to doing it. And I think we started doing it at like 15 minutes. It was 15 minutes of yoga. Very, very simple. And then I slowly morphed into doing, like, I would do that one and then I would do another half hour one. And so I was doing it for 45 minutes,
yeah,
very simply.
Mm-hmm.
And then life came and smacked me in the face. And then
it's the routine. When the routine gets broken, it's hard to get back mm-hmm. into the routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have time to start yoga again?
I do.
What does your day look like?
I get up, get my coffee because coffee's life.
Of course.
And then I usually work on my phone for like half hour, 45 minutes, check all the things. And then I start getting ready.
Okay. Awesome. What time in your day do you have to spare to yoga?
I could get up a little bit earlier and just, you know.
Or before bed. You have plenty of time.
No,
before.
Because it amps me up. So then I
It does. It does make me more awake.
That's so right. I would have to do it in the morning.
So yoga amps you up.
Uh-huh.
It gives you a natural energy that you could probably have that's similar to coffee.
No,
nothing similar to coffee, no, but it could help that flywheel keep going.
Yes,
coffee
exactly.
can be the lubricant to get it moving. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So I know we're using lubricant in the actual sense as opposed to where every 15-year-old's mind is going. Anywho, let's get back to you, Kel. So we want to start yoga in the morning, and we know that this is going to give us the energy to have a much more productive day, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And you're going to be much better at doing the podcast and doing all the other aspects of your life if you do yoga first.
Yes.
We're on the same page on that?
Yep.
Okay. And yoga is something you can do for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah. And it's actually and it's actually better for my autoimmune stuff if I'm doing yoga because it's
so there's
gentle.
An extra health benefit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you know all this stuff's going to really help and get you better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So all I want you to do is I want you to put on your Google Calendar or however you keep your agenda.
Okay.
That you're going to do yoga for 15 minutes in the morning.
Just 15?
And for the next 2 weeks, I just want you to wake up 15 minutes early.
There you go. Just start with 15 all minutes.
Right. I don't even want you to do yoga. I just want you go to the coffee. Go to what you love. Go to what you know.
Okay.
Take that first 15 minutes, have the coffee, and just work on breathing.
There you go.
Okay.
Call it coffee yoga. And the beauty is, like, this is a lifetime habit. And then when you naturally start to feel like you're waking up and you're in the right routine, then add yoga.
I like that you said it's a lifetime habit.
Yes.
Because I think that's what we need to start looking at is, like, this is just what – I thought I hit it.
There you go. Okay, say it again.
I'm going to go right back to that. I like that you said – it's a lifetime habit because that's what our mindset needs to start thinking of it as. Because that's actually what I did when I was doing all the group classes. I was like, this is just what Melanie does now. This is her life. This is how we're going to roll it. And once I moved into a new house, like when we moved into this house, that's where the routine broke.
Yeah.
And so I never went back. And that's the deal is like, why didn't I, what the fuck was I doing? Just go back.
So hear me out.
Yeah.
It's not that the routine's broken. You now have this beautiful opportunity to create the routine that you love.
Yes, I do.
You're doing new things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're resetting what your expectation for yourself is.
Yep.
You're actually in the prime time to start a habit because there's every habit's broken, which means
true.
That now you can. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can rebuild yourself however you want. And this is what I work with my clients so much is for me, bariatric surgery was this life-saving procedure. So in order to get the results and maintain the results, I had to make it a life-changing procedure.
Yes.
So much of what I did to get to 365 pounds, I said, look, that's not going to happen anymore. And I had to start building habits that work towards the benefit to my life.
I love that. Okay. So we turn it into the lifetime benefit. Like everything's broken.
Yeah. Play the long game.
We just literally just slowly build habits back in.
You get to build the life that you want. Right
and
now.
I think that's kind of what I was doing when I did the meal prep and now I have a standing desk. Like I'm just slowly putting stuff in that I know that will help me long term. And I'm having Katie do my meal preps for me because she already loves meal prepping. And so beautiful. I was like, can I add myself on in? Because I notice if I have the vitamins around me, if I have the food around me, if I'm set up for success, I will be more successful. I will actually do the things because my goal is to like, do the group classes and go on a walk every day. Like I just want to just a walk
And I know the rotation, like, because 2020, like, I just started doing squares around my house until I found a mile. Yeah. So now I know if I go to Capitol Street, it's a mile and a half. If I go to Summer Street, it's 2 miles. So I'm just trying to get back into, like, just moving more. Because I realized these last 6 months, I was not moving.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And I think it's one of those that when you get into the routine and habit, it does so many wonderful things.
It does.
One of the beautiful parts that I have is the walk that I started with way back when I was first post-op.
Yeah.
My 15,000 steps came from walking down the street of my house. And you guys have seen it. Ladies have seen it. I go down that block. I go to my therapist's office.
Oh, yes.
I make a right. And then I do a lap. So I literally, my therapist had almost this What About Bob summer, where he would see me walking and I would wave to him every single day. Dr. Banford was, he got shades after that. It was the weirdest thing. Like all of a sudden the shades would be down. And he said it was something about client privilege, but also that like I was putting my fingers on the glass too much, but I building that, that habit. Yeah. Hi. But that was the thing is like building those habits in of having your day is so important. And especially in the summertime, the sun is out longer. It is warmer. You can build these habits and routines to start. And then you're almost built in so that when it does get colder, maybe you just walk on your walking pad and you watch guilty pleasure TV shows.
And that's the thing. It's like, I need to get used to that walking pad.
Yeah.
So,
and that's one of those things that maybe you do the walking pad one day a week. You do outdoor movement when the sun's shining and it's beautiful 3 days a week, or you just take advantage of when is it raining?
Damn it.
Rain days, you do it on the walk pad. Yeah. So you still hit your goal.
That's why I did this. Yeah. Cause that's why I didn't do it yesterday was because it was pouring. Like when I went to get ready for it, like I literally look outside and I'm like, fuck that. It's like raining. So I was like, okay, I'll go later in the afternoon when it stops. And it finally did stop. But then I was doing my time card and doing my makeup. And then
and Kelly was here. Come down here and use the walking pad.
I could have just done the walking pad.
While you were doing while all those
things. Damn it.
One of the reasons I always work with clients on their time management and their calendar schedule is one of the most powerful pieces of advice I got was from Jeremy after we had been, we're on the men's panel together.
Yeah.
3 years back in the first men's panel on OSLP.
Oh, wow.
Look at how I'm working back former episodes. Go back and listen. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yes.
But Jeremy brought up a really awesome point and he said, life happens in the afternoon.
It does.
And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? Because I was always so inspired by him. He'd be up 5 a.m. lifting weights and doing everything. And he's a teacher just like me. And he's on the East Coast. And he's in Maine, where it's so much colder than Philly.
So much colder.
Philly is cooler. Maine is colder. But
I agree.
Jeremy, when I had him on Men's Support Monday, was pretty much saying, look, I'm a teacher. I have a daughter. Life happens in the afternoon. And if I want to show up for others, I have to start my day by showing up for myself. And I said, you know what? That means I got to get up at 5 a.m. and work out like he did. And for the first 4 months, Kel, I was right there with you. I cried. I was like, everyone's like, oh, you're so inspirational. You love getting up at 5 a.m. I've been doing it now for 3 years. I still, February, the week after my birthday, it is cold. The car is cold. I am cursing the 5 minute drive, and you ladies have seen it.
Yeah.
The 5 minute drive from my house to the gym is the easiest drive that any human being could do. And I'm just sitting there in the car going, F, I don't want to do this. It's cold. I am the F is for freezing, people. Freezing. It's definitely freezing. And it's one of those, though, I never come out of that gym workout and say to myself, man, I really regret doing that.
Never.
Yeah. I never get off the treadmill and say, man, I hit my step goal again. What a waste of my time.
Never.
So it's one of those things you got to pay yourself first and then move forward from there.
I think that's why I become so like annoyed with myself. I think my clicker died.
You're not facing it towards the right way.
Oh, there it goes. Is it that way?
Yeah, sure is.
No. There we go. I think that's why I get so annoyed with myself. Because I know all the things. I know that I will come out of a workout or a yoga session or a walk with Mel, anything that is movement. And I am more excited about it. So that block that from like wanting to doing is so annoying to me because I know I want to do it. I every part of me wants to do it. I just can't get that block to go away. And so I think, your advice of like, put it on your Google calendar.
Yep.
Just get up 15 minutes early. You don't have to actually do yoga. But once that becomes a routine, then you can start
yep.
doing it. And I think that's what I needed to hear, because yeah. I know I can do that. I know I can get up 15 minutes earlier.
And yeah, you're a morning person.
I am a morning person. And I think, so there's so many levels to me being annoyed with this, because I am a morning person. I do get up early. I do enjoy yoga. I want.
And you live alone.
And I live alone.
She lives alone now. So it's like, you could totally just bust out your mat.
I can do whatever the fuck I want, even if I want to yoga on my bed.
I'll do one better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Put the mat out the night before.
Yep.
Put your yoga clothes out the night before.
That works.
One of the things, and you ladies got to see it firsthand with me, I have a lot going on any single day.
Yeah, guys. And if by you see his calendar, oh my God.
It's like the Ark of the Covenant. Like, people's face just melt. And one of the things I actually give my clients, they get my meal planning calendar as part of the program. So they actually get all 200 recipes. They get to see how I set it up in Google Calendar. They have 6 months in advance of meals and groceries.
Holy shit. That's a great fucking benefit, right?
That's a good
dare. Holy shit.
That's because so much of the meal, like not meal prepping, but meal planning.
Yes.
So those are two different things. Yes. So meal prepping is cooking everything beforehand, putting it in little containers and like eating that for the week. Meal planning is just knowing what you're going to eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or cook.
Yeah. And it's something that simple, like working with clients to really just be like, hey, by crushing your calendar, you unlock so many other things. And it's something we talked about in the February episode. Go back and listen to that one as well.
Yeah.
I'm just shamelessly plugging every episode I've ever been on with you ladies.
They're all great episodes. They are. So,
also great. Yeah. Also great. But there comes a freedom through discipline.
Yes.
And part of that discipline, which people are like, well, I don't want the structure. I'm going to be stuck in this robotic thing. And it's like, look, if I had to think about, should I go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning? I'm staying in bed.
Yeah.
My wife's there. It's warm. It's cozy. There's 1,000 reasons why I don't want to get my feet out of the bed.
Yep.
But the beauty is, because I built these habits in and I've worked this into a system, I have the freedom of, because the workout's done first thing in the morning, I have my full afternoon to be fully available with my kids.
Yeah.
I'm able to cook that meal and I don't have to think about what am I having for dinner, because it's already in the calendar. I don't have to go to the grocery store because I bought the groceries the Thursday before.
Yeah.
So once you start getting that flywheel together, you're actually paying yourself something that you can never get back. And that's time. Yeah.
You'll never get the time back. That's
right.
People need to start valuing their time more.
Yeah.
Because you don't get it back. And two, when I hear the whole, like, I don't want to be robotic or I don't want to be on this thing forever. Well, guess what? Your life is forever until you pass. So, and guess what we normally do all the time? We brush our teeth. We fucking take our showers. We eat, we drink. Like, there are certain things we automatically already do. Mm-hmm. And you have to think, like, humans were born to like move and do things. And so like back in the like 1800s, early 1900s, people were moving all the time. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a big deal about what we were eating. But now it's less movement, more food. So we have to incorporate the movement. And that's why I liked back in the day, the NFL 90, like, or the 60, where it's 60 minutes of play every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that goes more for not just kids. Like,
adults
need to play. We need to go do something for an hour that is not your normal stuff, because it keeps you going. Like, I know I always feel better, like you're saying, after the workout or after the walk, because you're like, I've never told myself, man, that was fucking stupid. Why'd I do that when it comes to those things?
Yeah.
No, I'm like way more excited. And I tell Kelly, I'm like, I feel so good now.
Yeah. Well, and I think also we all have a hard time doing self-care, right?
Yeah.
We
put it off because there's so many more things that we have to do. And if you think about it, almost all of those things are for other people.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, I think one of the reasons why you come out of a workout feeling so good is because you finally gave yourself some time for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Plus, let's put on the science lab coat and be a dork about that. When you work out, you release dopamine,
yep,
which helps a little bit. You're regulating your cortisol levels. There are chemical things that are going on within your body that allows you to feel safe.
Yeah.
It allows you to feel comfortable. And when we bring that stress level down, that's actually also going to help prime your metabolism to help with fat loss. And while you're doing resistance training or group exercise or fitness, you're either going into one of those two categories.
Yeah.
If you're doing cardio, it's helping with your respiratory and your heart rate and functions. If you're doing strength training, it's still helping with that, but you're building muscle, which will also help you with your recovery and prolonged exercise and work. And it's one of those things that you're going to be building bone density as well. So I know, history teacher teaching science. It just shows what the teacher shortage is doing in America.
Well, I love it, though, because as we get older, the bone density thing is a real fucking problem, especially for women.
1,000%.
We need our calcium and we need to do a weightlifting.
Yeah. And if you need a good calcium, I'm telling you, we love ProCare's calcium. So if you guys are listening and you need a good calcium, ProCare has...
Yeah, even Dad Rob has it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love it. It's so good. Now, I believe at the end of this month, they're leaving for the summer. So everybody will want to stock up on those chocolate because those will be gone.
And yes, you can buy 5 to 6 bags at a time.
You can buy as many as you need.
You can get yourself through it. Typically, they come back around November.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to just get your supply from basically May to November, I'm all for it to make sure you're not losing that calcium. And again, I'm going to talk about women. We need it.
We do.
We need it so badly because we give life. Our years get lessened and our bones get lessened. So
they
we
do.
Need, we
they
need
really,
it.
Really do.
Yeah.
It's we need. Well, and we just need calcium as bariatric patients.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge little chunk that a lot of people are missing because you need a multivitamin that is formulated for bariatrics. Going to Costco and getting the Costco size women's multivitamin does not have what ProCare's multivitamin has in it.
Correct.
It is formulated for bariatric patients as all of their products are. And that's what we need. So you have to keep that in mind. Plus, let's say that you do Costco, right? And then you're buying vitamin D, vitamin B, whatever. So you have a whole list of these bottles that you are putting in your thing every single week or
my
every
mom
single
does that.
Month.
Yep.
It's all in this.
It's all in one.
It's one pill. And this is the easy to swallow. It's fucking amazing. I love this pill so much. If I could marry it, I would.
Oh my God.
Label out, Kel. Come on. We got to put
label
product. There
out.
We go.
Yeah. Perfect. Like laces out. Nope. There
exactly.
You go.
Look at that. Is that the new orange flavor?
It is. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so good. It's so good.
And it just
oh my gosh.
Slides right on down.
That's what she said.
So let's talk about that. We know that we need these vitamins. Yep. We know, especially for women, bone density is important.
Yep.
One of the best ways that we can also incorporate that is through resistance training.
Yes.
One of the best things that I do is I have my breakdown gymtimidation program, which slowly starts you to transition, looking back at those habit-based processes of starting from home workouts and slowly evolving yourself to go into the gym. Okay. This has helped clients that I've had that are over 55 years old build muscle even at that age.
Yeah.
No, it does not make them look bulky. They've actually dropped dress sizes and also done pull-ups at bariatric retreats. So it's a double win of this ability to be able to build muscle, have a lifelong leanness, look better in your clothes, while still getting with exercises led by me that show you exactly what to do in the gym. So if you've never set foot in a gym, you get the opportunity to see this is how the workout is done. Mm-hmm. And you get a bi-weekly call with me to review all of your stuff, plus daily check-ins of everything that you're doing to make sure your form is correct. You get to send form videos to me so I can give you proper technique.
Wow.
And you get feedback daily from me.
I love that. That's very it's just very streamlined.
Well, I feel signing up for your courses, especially right after you have surgery, I think is so pivotal because I think you're in that mood right after surgery that you're going to change everything. You're going to do everything. You're going to move. You're going to all these things. So while you're in that thought process, sign up for something like Dad or sign up for Dad Rob's program, because then you start out at a level that you can do right after surgery.
And I think it's a cool thing too, is we've had a couple clients that have really had amazing success of signed with me prior to surgery.
Ooh.
We worked with their medical team so that we could take all of their medical requirements, put them into habit trackers, and then check in daily to make sure that they're hitting their water goal.
That's
they're hitting
amazing.
Their protein goal.
Shit, yes. That's cool.
Yes.
That's so cool that you can work with their team. Like, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I haven't heard of coaches doing that
You
before.
Just blew my mind.
Because there's not many coaches in the whole space that are willing to give a one-on-one bi-weekly coaching call.
Yeah.
Who are willing to talk to your doctors and take their program and incorporate it into them.
Yeah.
Who also, when we're doing our check-ins, you have space to actually discuss what is your doctor telling you? What is your surgical team telling you? How can we incorporate that in? And giving them the essential questions. If you sign up for my email list, shameless plug, I will also personally send you my list of here's the questions to know about movement, mindset, and macros after bariatric surgery.
Wow.
So that when you go in, you can actually have a plan from the day you leave the surgery center of what your movement should look like, your hydration should look like, and what your basic macro level should be based on your surgical team, not mine, because they're the ones who cut you. I'm just going to help you hit their goals.
I love that because, okay, so this reminds me of, well, I have two things to say. One, that's what a real coach does.
Yeah.
So like if people like me and Dad Rob love football and that is, you can tell the teams that do better when the coach actually caters to the wide receiver or
and
the tight end, you know,
like they're. Well, I do this for person A, so I'm going to do this for person B.
Yeah, you do it like you get it to them and make them feel better and make them work better. And instead of being like, hey, you have to just do my program, hopefully you do well. Like,
yeah,
that doesn't work. And then the other thing, the bulking thing, I wanted to talk about the bulking.
I knew it.
Because we all hear it, right?
I know.
I don't want to get too bulky. Okay, let's
put the baby to bed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it in the sleeper hold right now. I don't think I'm too bulky.
No, you're not too bulky.
I did an intentional bulk where I was up to 250 pounds when we were in New Orleans. That was at the height of my bulk. Yeah. I was pushing heavy weight. I was working with Kim Terrapelli to put muscle on.
Yeah.
And now we're leaning out and I'm down to a nice 225.
Nice.
And I had kept my body fat percentage at about the same throughout the process. And now I'm a little leaner, which is nice.
Yeah.
What is your body fat? I want to know.
The percentage?
18 right now.
That's good.
18. It's decent. It's decent. I'm still coming down. I'm still coming down.
Okay, you are still coming down. You're probably going to hit a 15. That's probably what you want, a 15 or 12, right?
Yeah.
But you're still doing well.
18% body fat is really good.
Really fucking good. Yeah.
You're at like the healthiest you could possibly be.
Well, and I would like to point out with the bulkiness, I would say you would tell us, like say if me and Kel are in your program and we're doing the stuff and we're like leaning out, doing the things. And then say if we do start getting bulky, you would say something like our coaches would tell us like, hey, I remember this was a concern. I'm noticing now that you're pushing a lot of weight and you're starting to look a little bulky. How do you feel about it? Because I think that conversation needs to happen because guess what, guys? We got really big because we didn't pay attention to ourselves. So let's go ahead and pay attention to ourselves and see where we land. Not everybody's going to be bulky.
No.
Like I worked my ass off. I even did 2-a-days for a full year. Never got too bulky. Just got leaned. I got leaned out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think working with a good coach who knows what they're doing, who has all their programs and has worked. I've worked with some of the best fat loss coaching in mentorship over the last year to make sure that we are dropping weight, but we are building muscle.
Yes.
So just some basic data points of even going back to, I'm not going to tell you, you look too bulky. In our one-to-ones, we're going to have a check-in about our body weight, our measurements, the scale size, and a lot of other data points so that it comes from an objective place of the results that you want.
Yeah.
A lot of the times my clients lose at a slower rate than most programs because this isn't a lose 25 pounds in 25 days program. Because as someone who used to be obese, I did every one of those programs. And at 50 days, I was 20 pounds heavier than when I started.
Yep.
So by building a sustainable approach and working with someone who knows how to actually build the physique you want, your weight is going to go at a slower rate.
Yep.
But the benefit of that is you're going to notice in your measurement. So some things that you might notice is your thighs might get a little smaller because we're putting on muscle there. Your you know, the backside might be a little bit firmer with there everything. I'm losing the booty? With the buttocks and everything.
Yeah, the booty.
And we actually have our Queen Bee programming where if that is something that you're looking to grow, shape, and develop, there are programs that can help you build muscle in that place. You can't target body fat to lower right. in certain areas. That's a major myth, but you can actually grow muscle in those areas, which will give you a higher and tighter rear and will get you the shape and physique that you want.
What is the Queen Bee program?
I was going to ask that.
So this is a program I worked with a couple bodybuilding coaches that I know that specifically work on wellness physique, which focuses on more of the posterior and lower body muscle development.
Okay.
So I developed a program with them to help them work on more of your lower body work so that when women are like, I don't want those big bulky shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't want it. The Queen Bee program is a really good place to get a wellness look that I think a lot of people like on Instagram. That's, you know, when the ladies, they pop up and
they do the booty out.
You know, they're like push-up day and somehow like their full rear is in the picture. But
yes.
A lot of that can be built after bariatric surgery with muscle. Now, I will, just so we're putting myths to bed, and this is why like also Ooh. People don't like it, is you cannot get loose skin from bodybuilding, body shaping or anything. Like you can't like shrink loose skin.
Got
loose
skin is there. Okay.
I'm tripping over the words on this point. We're talking about ladies' butts. So you can tell I get nervous. It's the Catholic husband of 13 years.
He's like,
I know.
Ladies' butts. I just want to touch on that because I think a
ladies
lot
butts?
Of...
butts?
No.
Oh.
Why do I care about ladies' butts?
That's what we were talking about. And you said I just want to touch on it.
I was going to talk on loose skin.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to have to moderate our argument. I could already tell. So I think that's an interesting and good point to make, because I think a lot of people go into the gym thinking that if they work out, their skin is going to shrink. And I do want to say most of us are not 18, 19, 20. Our skin does not have the same elasticity that it did when we were 18, 19, 20.
Exactly.
So when younger people are having bariatric surgery, their loose skin, and correct me if I'm wrong, but their loose skin is going to be much less, depending on weight also.
I wouldn't say much less, but they have a snapback situation that's better than ours.
Yes.
So there is a whole cocktail of reasons of why loose skin does not happen. It comes from genetics. It comes from age. It comes from previous diet and nutrition. It also comes from what was your original body set point, mm-hmm. you know, and what did you get down to? Like, so to say that there's one thing that does or does not do it, it's really tough. And the science is really not out there that supports this idea that like, oh, if you do collagen, this will tighten up your loose skin. It might have done that for a certain select people who have this thing, but it's a very dicey situation. Now, where weightlifting and muscle building does come in is you are putting more muscle under that loose skin that can help shape it and look it. And if you flex it, there's something there that does give it some shape and figure. But your loose skin will be your loose skin, but I always think like a little muscle under there looks a little bit better than not having the muscle.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So I like that because I never thought of it in that way. Like adding muscle shape, like will lessen or it's adding. How do I want to say this? The muscle
it's
actually
filling, it's filling the space.
It's filling the space that loose skin is at.
So for an example, I always used to make the analogy when we would talk of my back looks like a greyhound. Working with a physique coach, I've actually worked on developing more of my back and developing there. So I'm building more muscle in so that I don't have that greyhound back. There's more muscle and physique back there. That does not mean that I don't.
What is a greyhound,
back
mean?
You've never seen a greyhound? Like they're all wrinkly and droopy and you can just pick them up and like, you know, there's like wrinkles on wrinkles. What, yeah. Basset hound? Most hounds have like loose skin, I feel.
What is the one with like the really wrinkly face?
Oh, those are
Basset
like...
hound.
No.
Boxer?
Uh-uh.
Pug?
Uh-uh. I mean, but
it's a bigger pug is what it is. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What is it?
Supersized pug.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. I get what you're saying.
We're here on Dog Talk with Kelly and Mel. Today we're going to be going over the hound breeds.
The hound breeds. So I would like to understand this with men because I hear it and I've said it myself. So in the chest area where it's a little saggy for dudes, is it like I hear dudes say all the time, like, oh, I'll just do like a bunch of chest workouts. I'll just do push-ups and just fill it in. Like, and I see that it works for some people. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's the same formula of everything else I've said. Okay. You're building and developing muscle in there. And if you look at my early transformation pics of when I was down at my lowest weight before I was really intentionally muscle building, there was a little bit more sagginess in the chest area and just overall in all my physique.
Yeah.
As I started to work on doing more push-ups, chest-centric, and working with coaches that actually could develop programs to build those muscles, it fills it up fuller. There's still loose skin there as I'm shaking for YouTube. Again, this is why I like being on podcast only. But you're going to have more muscle in that area that makes it look fuller. That does not mean that the loose skin is there. It just is the difference of imagine a water balloon that's empty. You're putting the muscle in there, you're adding mass into that, and it gives it a fuller, rounder look than if it was deflated.
Perfect. Perfect. So it pretty much is like you should be working out, building muscle, so that way your physique does
Every bariatric better. At every gender, at every age, should be incorporating some resistance training into their movement goals. That does not mean that walking, Orange Theory, or anything else, or yoga isn't great. But by taking what you love, what we went all the way back to the beginning of the episode, go back and re-listen. It gets the viewership up. But if you go back, if you love yoga like Kelly does, and she's like, look, I've got the yoga bug back. I want to do it 4 days a week. I'd say that's awesome. Put in 2 days or at least 3 days of resistance training. Well, where do I start? Come see the go to busybariatrics.com and see what we have offered for it. And we're actually going to have a link in the show notes for my summer camp.
Yes, we are. Yeah, Tell us about the summer camp.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, my goodness. So as a teacher, the summertime, I have off. And of course, God forbid I sat down and actually spent some time. I really wanted to build a program that allowed bariatric patients to thrive in the best time of year. So many times the diet, nutrition, and fitness industry, they talk about new year, new me, we have to start in January.
Yeah.
Well, most studies have shown the best time, the absolute best time to work on your fitness is in the summer months. And there's a whole lot of science that goes back with that. And the reason why people end up moving more and losing about 15% more weight based on the International Journal of Obesity says there's a couple factors that go into there of why summertime works better than fall or winter. And it's real simple. Gyms have the same population, but they're distributed more because people are on vacation, which means you have better access to facilities than when you normally do. There's outdoor activities that people love. So movement is increased. You know, you could play pickleball. You could go golfing. You could go to an outdoor pool. You could just go for a walk like we talked about. Yoga in the park's a beautiful way to do that. So there's a lot of things like that. Plus, produce is in abundance during the summer months. So there's times to eat really awesome foods like watermelon and cucumbers and Jersey tomatoes. So you can incorporate a lot more of your fiber goal, which will keep you fuller for longer. It's hotter, so you're sweating more. So it helps you hit your hydration goal quicker because you're kind of circling through all that. So what I wanted to do was kind of take all of this knowledge and information, and I wanted to build a program for when bariatric patients could do their best. It's no surprise that summer is actually a good time in the bariatric community. A lot of people choose to get their surgery done in the summertime because they have less on their plates. So what I did is I really spent last summer building summer camp. And I helped a lot of amazing clients really hit their goals. The average person in summer camp last year lost 12 pounds in 3 months, which is the perfect amount for a sustainable weight loss through all that time. And I always said, like, well, how can I make this better? So what I did is I really reached out into the community and I got some of the best professionals possible who are going to be offering their insight. People who I used to pick my brain personally, that I would go and harass with questions. They have come on and said they will be doing one group coaching calls weekly. So not only do you get a weekly coaching call with me, But here's some of the names. Should I give you some of the names? Should the OSLP get like the first taste of everyone who's
in?
Yeah, first look, guys.
This
is the exclusive. This is why I love you, ladies. Some of the people who will be helping guide you this summer, if you go through, by giving you the opportunity to hear them speak on a subject of the summer, and then you get to ask them whatever questions you want.
Wow.
In a safe, small group set.
I love this.
Connie Stapleton is coming on to talk about addition transfer.
Woo!
Laura Grabeau is going to be talking about how to work on our mindset for everything. Emily Williams, who personally helped me master this calendar technique that I have taught, is going to teach about energetic scheduling and working your calendar based on when your body does best by you.
Wow.
Phenomenal work there. Josh Weiner, my financial peace expert, who taught me how to get rid of 6 figures of my debt, is going to teach you how to track your finances to help you eliminate your debt.
That's what I need.
There you go.
Ryan Turner, ADHD expert dietitian, is going to teach you how to use the neurospiciness of your brain and how to work that into how you meal plan as opposed to prep so that you have your best success.
Yeah, yes. I'm neurospicy.
I like it.
Yeah.
Kim Terrapelli, who I love truly, my day one coach, is going to teach you how to fuel for the summer. Whitney Gibson is going to teach you how to take advantage of summer program registered dietitians. Mindset experts like Mabel Joseph and Rodolfo Alvarez are going to be talking about how to really answer the questions of why you're building those habits and doing it. And also, I got other certified personal trainers to help throughout this.
Ooh.
I have not only one of the best, but Megan Staub.
Ooh.
Megan's mission is going to be teaching you how to find joy in movement. And summer shredding medalist Kylie Hansen is going to teach you what women need to know on their bariatric journey.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of freaking information.
A lot of experts. Yeah. A lot of great topics.
Here's the best part. Almost all of them waived their fee. I tried to pay them. They said this program is so important and what I'm doing is so good that they waived their fee.
Holy shit.
My problem is I already said like, well, I have this money budgeted. We're going to offer a 3-month scholarship at the end of the program for whoever completes it has an entry for it. So I'm giving all the money I should be putting into my pocket. I'm sending it right back to the bariatric community because I truly believe this is a program to help you, whether you're struggling with regain, you're considering bariatric surgery, you want to get the most optimized fitness and nutrition plan together.
Hell yeah.
I'm surrounding you with the professionals who made me as successful as I am. And I want to share this with everyone.
Oh, I love it. The sharing. So,
that's why we love you.
Yes.
That's why this community loves you, because you love this community so much and you give so much of yourself to the community. You know, you started with just talking to people, being supportive to other people. Then you did Men's Monday. And that was amazing because you got to bring men into the community and be more active. Yeah. Then you started Busy Bee Bariatrics. Now you're doing this big summer camp.
This is the big showstopper.
I already have like two of those experts that I'm like, can I just like jump in there?
The experts alone is worth it.
I gotta say, for
the price that we're running it, now we're gonna be like, but Rob, what is the price?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna announce it here. This is the first place I'm sharing it. I have programs starting at $150 a month.
Wow.
That's doable.
Try to find an online coach that just gives you a Loom check-in per week for $150 a month. You're not gonna find it. So this is really a labor of love. This is my way of saying thank you. And what I was so happiest was, I struggle advocating for myself after bariatric surgery. And I was so nervous even emailing you two ladies to be like, look, I kind of have to invite myself on. I've never invited myself on anywhere. I usually get the invites. But the fact that you ladies said, look, we're going to make time for you and to have you. I appreciate our friendship so much. And I want to give this to the Benchies and whoever else can benefit.
Yeah.
I love it because, you are beyond just a bariatric friend, like your family at this point.
Oh, yeah. Like, 100%.
We've been to your house.
At my tape.
Yeah.
You have to see, like, try to find my wife and kids on Instagram. They really don't like it. Mm-hmm. And I respect that. Like, yeah. that's I respect their opinion of my wife really wants my children to have their own social footprint. And I respect that. Yep. And I think we both agree on that.
Yeah. Yep.
Who I let at my table and who I've let into my home is a very select few in the bariatric mm-hmm. community. And you ladies have just been so good to me. I hope this is a way I can help your community and the Hell whole yeah. bariatric community out well. Because it took a lot of people to make this person semi-successful.
Well, and I think we need to point out, too, that it does take others for mm-hmm. you to be successful.
It does.
It's okay to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And you need more than just sometimes one person. Like, you need several people.
Yeah.
So you can actually, yeah. like, go through all the things. Because not one person can do all the things for you.
No, like, I have Mel. She's had bariatric surgery. Like, if we were just each other, like, I don't feel like either of us would be as successful as we are now.
Because I don't think
we
so
get
at all.
To talk to all these different people. We get mm-hmm. to be a support. Like, it takes a bunch of things, going to in-person events, doing programs like the summer camp, like doing those things are an important piece because that frames out your entire bariatric mm-hmm. journey.
I would have never gone to an in-person event had it not been for the first JB Walk.
Oh,
that was so I was fun. So scared to go. I didn't know anyone other than like what we see on the internet. And, you know, right. again, I kind of had to explain to my wife, like, hey, these two ladies are having an award show. I want to go to Portland. And she's like, that sounds great. Do you know anyone? And I'm like, not really, no. And it was just such an amazing, warm experience from the fact that you had the presenter's dinner the night before, the brunch the day after. And the whole day was just such a magical experience for me that I realized I wanted to have such a bigger part. And I'll never forget after we did our podcast in February, we then sat down at the table that Monday and you two both helped me build out the vision of this company and the fact that it is thriving, doing well and having success with bariatric patients. Mm-hmm. It has your fingerprints all over it. I can't thank you enough.
I forgot Aww. About that for a second.
I did.
Well, I never will.
Yeah, you were having a meltdown. So that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
It was, we all had a little bit. We all had a little bit.
Yeah.
But well, you know, I broke. The four of us.
I finally broke, guys. We were yeah. on tour.
It How many days?
20 days.
20 days and she broke. She had a panic attack. She went to bed. I came down the stairs and me and you and Sarah all sat down and we were like, okay, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Even connecting me with Sarah, she's been such a godsend to my business and my company. Like when you surround yourself with good people yes. and you work your tail off, good things keep happening. Yes. So it's awesome to see all the amazingness in this community and what you two ladies bring. It is just awesome.
Thank well, you
too, you, sir.
Yeah. Right back at you. Yeah. So if you guys want to be a part of the summer camp, which mm-hmm. after that, like,
I highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
Highly,
it.
Highly.
All of the links for Dad Rob and Busy Bee Bariatrics is going to all be below. Mm-hmm. And so don't forget to just make that step. Just make that little tiny step, sign up, and then mm-hmm. I guarantee you it will all roll into being an amazing summer.
Well, and just do this for you. Like, you're worth yeah, it.
Put
you
yourself matter. First.
Mm-hmm. Like, your health is a big deal. And it is. Dad Rob can get you guys, like, mindset and everything mm-hmm. under control. And then you just keep going.
And
you just
don't stop. Those experts,
like, and the you're things I can't so do, I found things. The best in the business.
Yes,
in the
you did. Yes, you did. I'm so excited for everybody that's going to be a part of that because it's going to be, I can already tell it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to do it every single year going forward.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope this is, you know, I don't talk about like the legacy of what this little Instagram account has done, but I hope that I'm an option for people every summer to know that whether you're dealing with Regain, you're considering surgery, all those things, like this is a really good opportunity to optimize your bariatric journey and yeah. take what you learn here and the habits that you build mm-hmm. and go live your best life for the rest of your life.
And you know, the other thing that I love is something you just said was the things you don't know how to do, you found the best in the business.
Yep.
Because I think that is pivotal for a coaching business is that you aren't going to know everything.
Nope.
Like,
what do I try to?
Yeah,
right? Like, yeah, it's not necessary.
Yeah, it's not necessary. So what you did was you went into the community and found people that do know how to do these things, do know how to talk about these things, and they actually know how to lead you into that direction. So I absolutely love that you did that. And that is, you are beyond humble. And I think that is another reason why this business is working, because you were just, you're humble and you know what you need to do.
I am painfully aware of all of my shortcomings. Yes, I will agree with that.
I was not saying that.
But no, it's...
No, I am, again.
But the truth
still working
is,
on myself,
the truth is there though. Like, you know, when you know all, and when you're super aware now, because that's kind of what happens after bariatrics, you're so aware of all the fucking things that you've done wrong.
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit. And I like that you pointed out, like, if you're working on regain, because like I'm going through that motion right now of dealing with it. And then even people that are in GLP-1s, you guys need to fucking move. You guys need to do the weight training. Mm-hmm. You got to do strength training because it's so important to your body. Because we're learning, like, you're losing a lot of muscle mass. And that happens in the beginning too. When you have your surgery, you lose muscle mass, you lose bone density, and you lose, and obviously fat. So it's like, but you want to keep the muscle and the bone density.
Yeah. We want to hold on to your bones and muscles best we can. And
yes.
I hope this program helps you.
Yes. I want to just say thank you for all the tips.
Yeah.
Because I am going to, as soon as we get off here, I'm going to put it on my Google Calendar and get alerted 15 minutes earlier. And I'm going to slowly work into...
Will you go on a walk with me?
I was actually going to ask you if you wanted to do it tomorrow at my house.
I was going to say...
Why not today?
I was going to say in between
Why not today?
In between our calls, we have a lot of time. I won't take you on the long one.
Okay.
I'll take you to 14.
Will you go on a walk tomorrow at my house with
me? Yeah, 100%. Okay. I'm trying to go on a walk every day.
Accountability and having someone along the way. And that's the coolest thing is... The busy bariatric members that we have now cheer each other on throughout the whole way. It's a safe space. They ask questions. A lot of the times they throw questions into our chat. And my clients who have been around a minute, my re-sign rate is 86%, which means that after people leave, they come back because they realize the value of what they get out of this. But they love how we build this lifestyle in. It really is.
That's a crazy rate, yeah.
But the benefit of that comes from the fact that, like, there's a benefit of having other bariatric patients who understand that we are naturally set to not want to work out, to not want to eat healthy, and that even on our best days, it might get a little dark. You said that in the previous podcast of it gets dark during your bariatric journey at different points, and having people to help light the way for when it is dark for you makes all the difference.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I think we should leave it there because that's a perfect ending to the episode. I do want to remind you guys that you want to go to our website, oursleevelifepodcast.com, become a patron. That is patreon.com/OSLP. And then also click the link for the Pop Recovery Beautiful Mind event. We will be there. And then we will also have the 5K that we are doing. And last but not least, I want to thank you, Dad Rob, for being on the podcast, being an amazing person for this community, and building a business that truly cares about us, and just for being an amazing human. I just
did all this so we could hang out and talk. This is the longest we've gone in the last year and a half.
I know. It's been a crazy year so far.
Yeah. Like,
we've all had some things.
We've all had some things. But I think, honestly, like, you are one of the bright spots of our place in this
community.
And we just love you so much. So.
Well, thanks for your kind words, as always.
Aw. All right. Well, we love you guys. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Hey guys, we hope you loved the episode just as much as we did. So go over to YouTube, hit subscribe and that little bell, and see our lovely faces every Tuesday.
And we are also available on all social media platforms, and we would love for you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next Tuesday.